You've seen the comments that have gone flashing across Twitter right now, and we've mentioned it earlier on because we heard this just before Sky did. In fact, quite earlier on today, Massimo Cellino told Joe Rawson on the phone that he wasn't going to sack Steve Evans. That is something that's not going to happen. He's confirmed this to Sky Sports News. If you look at Twitter, you look at social media, I know you're big on it, Kev. You'll have seen it all last night.
Yeah.
The fans wanted him out. What is your take on this whole situation? And Massimo's, as you, you know, as we've said just off air a few moments ago, giving him the vote of confidence.
Yeah, it's unusual, really, for him to react like that, because usually he gets his finger out straight away, doesn't he, and replaces the coach. After the sort of last 11 games, when we've only won one game in the league, usually that means bye-bye, really. So it's a bit of a surprise statement to come out, I think. But he did give Hockey Day the vote of confidence and sacked him 4 days later. He gave Rosler the vote of confidence, sacked him 2 weeks later, so... Maybe say he's not going to sack him, but he's not going to sack him yet, maybe. But then again, what's the alternative at the moment with 13 games to go? It'd be ridiculous to try and get somebody new in now before the end of the season. So I think he's going to stick with him, see out the 13 games. Hopefully we will get involved in a relegation fight at the bottom. If we get another two or three more wins, I think we'll be OK. But, yeah, it's a bit unusual for him to come out with that, especially after last night when he seemed to... tell his staff not to speak to the press, which, you know, it's a bit naughty, really, when 1,500 fans have come down to support your club and they want to see what the reaction is from the staff and they don't get anything. I mean, I know Rayner spoke to Sky Sports briefly and said it was obviously not a very good defensive performance, which, you know, putting it modestly, it wasn't. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens really now up to the Bolton game and what Evans will be saying at his press conference on Thursday, you know, to see how he'll enlighten us on what he really thinks is going on at the club at the moment.
It'd be interesting to see if he even turns up, because obviously he's passed this off to Paul, hasn't he, over the past few weeks.
And the
press conference book has changed. If he doesn't fancy speaking to the press, because I know he's going to be getting some difficult questions, especially off our Mark Wilson, who's going to be down there, you know, it's going to be hard for him, isn't it?
And yeah, I mean, he just seems to, when he has a bit of a strop on, he sort of just sort of passed the reins over to his... you know, to Rayner, is Paul Rayner, the sort of assistant. And it, really, he doesn't give any answers, because obviously, it's, you know, he obviously says it's not my remit, it's nothing to do with me. So you get a bit of a bland press conference, really, where nothing really is answered properly. But then again, you don't know if Cellino's sort of pulling the reins on him a little bit now, because I think he has been giving maybe too many interviews, really, over the last sort of month or so. He seems to be speaking to everybody that rings up and maybe saying things that he shouldn't be saying. But for 20 minutes last night, we looked a shambles, really, and that's when Brighton scored all the goals. But I wasn't expecting a 4-0 drubbing, I must admit. And because even though we've been beaten a couple of times, it's only been by a narrow margin. We haven't been thrashed or anything. But the defence looked a real shambles last night, and you got to say to Evans, you know, why did he tinker around with the team? Why did he put Coyle in the middle and bring Wootton back at right back? You know, he's been tinkering too much with the team, really, I think. I mean, he should be sticking, instead of putting square pegs in round holes, he should be putting the people in for the right positions. And unfortunately, he got caught out last night for those 20 minutes.
When I was seeing footage from the game last night and kind of watching some of the replays and seeing some of the positioning that was going on with the players, it looked like they didn't really know what they were doing. It looked like the team had no shape whatsoever. The defence wasn't all over the shape. There wasn't a back four. There was just a number of players in positions.
And that's where your captain comes to the fore there, John. You should be saying to everybody, right, all right, we're getting a good hiding here, but come on, have your pride at stake. Look at those fans that have travelled. There's 1,500 fans there wanting a performance. They travel 500 miles round trip. And the least you can do now is put in a performance. Well, we didn't see that from Bamba, unfortunately. He seemed to be the catalyst for these. Obviously, the second goal was his fault for giving the ball away. And he wasn't getting his defence organised or shouting at people. There was nobody there sort of demanding a performance. I mean, all right, second half, nothing much happened, and we stuck it out and didn't concede any more goals. But we never looked like scoring. Mowat wasted a couple of decent free kicks when you think he could have maybe pulled us back a little bit to get a bit of pride back into the scoreline. But yeah, there's nobody on the pitch really to say, there's nobody like Evans. I mean, like Evans, say what you like about him, he's a very passionate bloke who says it as it is, but there's nobody on the pitch to emulate him or, you know, follow his instructions and tell the players what to do. So yeah, we did look a bit pathetic at times, and Brighton were just sort of passing the ball around themselves and sort of taking the mickey a little bit, I suppose you could say. But when you're 4-0 up, then you know you've won the game really. So they didn't really have to do much second half, and thankfully didn't score any further goals to make it a really humiliating night.
Did you expect that result last night?
Not at all. I mean, I thought for the first 15, 16 minutes, you thought, well, this is quite comfortable at the moment. Nothing really bad has happened. And I remember saying to Sean, my son, I thought, this is very similar to when we played Middlesbrough, earlier in the season. Nothing was happening for 20 minutes. I said, it's going to take a really bad mistake now, or a wonder goal, for this game to kick into gear. And lo and behold, 2 minutes later, Rossini makes a run into the box, and Wotton... All right, some referees might not have given that as a penalty. It was a bit of a soft penalty, I thought, but Button was culpable again, unfortunately. And that was the mistake that started the downfall. Second goal, own goal, from a Bamba mistake. And the third and fourth goals were just complete shambles, really. They just given free rein in the box to score at will. So we've given up at 2-0, I thought. But I wasn't expecting after the first 15 minutes that it would be such a shambolic scoreline by half, especially by half time. It's the worst defeat we've ever had against Brighton, and fair play to them. I mean, they look a good team, and you know they've still got a good chance of automatic promotion. But you know, it sort of summed up the league really. A team who's very progressive, got a good coach and good players. Give a team who's sort of languishing in 17th and literally going nowhere at the moment, and gave them a good spanking. So really, it's not a massive shock in that aspect, but the shock was, you know, that we'd sort of given up, especially with such a big following yet again, going down on a Monday evening to Brighton. A lot of people would have missed work today because of that. Missed work yesterday travelling down, so it didn't give them a lot to shout about going back, but you know, they're a humorous lot, these away fans. I've been in amongst them a few times, and they take it on the chin. And what they'll be saying now is, we want a performance on Saturday against Bolton to try and make up for it a little bit.
Do you think some of the players took a bit of unfair criticism over that game, and maybe the past few games as well, that, you know, they're maybe only doing what they've been told to do? And you know, it was nice, I thought, to see a number of players come out and apologise on social media.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a bit of metal to do that. I mean, two or three players came out last night and apologised, which, fair play to them. I mean, they got a bit of stick for saying it, but at least they did apologise, you know, because it was a dismal performance. Unfortunately, two of the players that did it were on the bench so, in the first half, so they weren't really responsible for that. But yeah, it does take a lot of bottle for a player to do that. And the whole... I believe Rain had told them to go up to the fans at full time as well, and you know, applaud them. But you know, it does take a bit of metal to sort of say, you know, we were pretty bad, but we'll try and make up for it on the next game. But I think you've got to show them a bit of respect for doing that, because obviously it's appreciated by more sensible fans that they actually acknowledge that they played badly, and hopefully we'll try and put it right in the next game. Because one thing you can say about March now, the game's coming thick and fast now, so you haven't got time to think about your previous performance. By the time you do that, the next game's here, and you've got to be ready for that.
Oh, they certainly are, aren't they? We're looking at the fixture schedule today, you know, coming up in March and April. It's going to be one packed, you know, schedule. You're looking at Saturday, Tuesday, a lot of these weeks coming up soon. Let's try and put that result from last night behind us right now. I know it still stings for quite a lot of fans, 4-0. Yeah. Let's forget it for a minute, shall we? And let's look ahead. Obviously, this Saturday, Bolton are coming over to Elland Road. So this is a chance, I think, now that Leeds have to really kind of get themselves up on the front foot again. They need to win games. One win in 11. and let's face it, it's not good enough. That is, I said it last night, is relegation form. So let's make sure that it's not going to end in that way. Let's keep it going forward. And Bolton have had their troubles this season. They're kind of getting back to a sense of normality now with, it looks like the club's all sorted out financially, things are getting better. But still, Leeds should have the beating of them. And do we think that they can really go ahead and take Bolton down this Saturday?
Yeah, you got to hope so, because obviously we played them twice already this season. You know, we beat them in the cup. I thought it was fairly comfortable, really, despite the last 10 minutes. And we should have beat them in the league, because, you know, we were 1-0 down, got a penalty, they had the guy sent off, and last 20 minutes we should have sort of taken the full 3 points. So at home, you're hoping that, yeah, it's an opportunity to bounce back from last night. And it's because a lot of the teams that we are playing, take away Cardiff from the equation, a lot of the teams we're playing in the next few weeks are all sort of in the bottom half of the table. So it's an opportunity, really, to progress a bit more, get some more points, make sure we are safe, then really think about next season and see where the summer takes us yet again. You know, I'll be saying this now for the last sort of 10 seasons, I think. You know, what sort of summer are we going to have with the players coming in? But yeah, I mean, safety first, obviously. You've got to try and make sure you don't get swamped into that relegation battle. Hopefully there are three teams worse than us in the league. I'm sure there are. And hopefully we'll try get back playing well again, because we have been playing well in certain games, and try and get back that 15th spot, which is ours. It's been ours for the last 2 seasons, and we want it back this season.
You want to get it again this time round. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future as well, because I've just got a couple of tweets coming inside the past few minutes on @radio_Yorkshire. James Lowe has been on. He said that players make the manager. We don't have the quality right now. And Ian Pounder one's been on as well. Ian Pounder, hello to you, mate. Evans is a dead man walking, and the squad know it. He isn't in charge of a team if he ever was. I mean, it seems that the fans are kind of confused what's going on behind the scenes. It seems that that they think that the manager, you know, it seems here one thinks the manager could be okay, they have the quality for it. What is the state of play going forward now with Leeds United? Where do they go? Obviously, you said this could be another interesting summer as we look ahead. Do you honestly think, as we get to the end of this season, Steve Evans is going to be the man spending the money in the summer transfer window, or are we going to be going for a new manager again and starting again, another clean slate?
Well, he seems fairly confident he's going to be the new coach next season, because he said, you know, I'm 100% sure once we make sure we're safe from relegation that I'll be the man buying the players in the summer. So
but he was also the man who was saying, I want to finish 10th. So he's now saying that he wants to avoid relegation, but he wanted to finish 10th. So he's confused in himself, I think.
You're presuming he's got a decent relationship with Chelino, though, because Chelino seems to like him for whatever reason. Which why he probably hasn't come out today. I know he's had his hands full today as well with another court situation going on somewhere. But usually he comes out and he's quite, you know, dominant in his decisions. You know, usually if you've lost 4-0 and you've only won 1-11, that means really you're on your way. But he's come out with that statement today saying that he's not going to do anything. He's going to continue. So it makes you, has he got a decent relationship with Chelino? Has he been promised things already that we don't know about? Like, he will be here in summer. He was allowed to bring in, his own players recently. He's bought in 3. I mean, 2 are on loan. And he says he's got a list of players that he's shown Chelino for the summer. And, you know, he's quietly confident that things will start moving. So it makes you wonder if he's been given the nod already to sort of be the coach in the summer and for the start of the season. But, you know, knowing Chelino, he'll let him pick all his players in August or whatever, and then by September he could be on his way again. So then you're back to square one with a coach coming in, and he hasn't got his own players, and he might have some players there that he doesn't like. So, you know, it's back to stability again, John. It was something that we haven't had at all in the last few years. But what's he doing about the sale of the club as well? Is he going to do anything about it? Is he going to stay longer himself? Or does he still want somebody to come in to buy the club? Nobody really knows what's going on at the moment. And obviously, I think most Leeds fans now will be glad when the next 13 games sort of finish, really, and we can sort of concentrate on the summer and see what decisions come out from the club then.
Yeah, it's going to be, I hate to say it, it's going to be like an almost painful last 13 games, isn't it? Because you just want to get them out of the way and start again, yeah. Don't you?
Well, we were watching the match last night and Sean was saying that I'm not really bothered about the game. So I said, we've absolutely got nothing to play for, really. So, you know, if we win, if we lose, if we draw, you know, what's going to happen? So I said, yeah, but you still want your club to win, don't you, at the end of the day? You don't want it to just meander through the season. And that's the impression you get with some of the fans now. It's some of those seasons where we're just going to, you know, maybe finish in the mid-table, which would be good at this moment in time, because I'm a little concerned about what the team's behind us. But, yeah, it's a bit of a pathetic finish to the season, especially after all the signings at the start of the season when we brought in some decent players under Rosler. And obviously he disappeared after 12 games, so it's, you know, you don't want that to continue or that to happen season in, season out, because you're just going to get nowhere fast.
That is it, isn't it? You can't have constant change like that. Like, you're just going to be on a treadmill, aren't you, running nowhere.
That's right. And it's
not productive.
Well, yeah, at least you could say, all right, it's been quiet for the last sort of few hours since the game finished, but if Chiellino has come out now and said this, that Steve Evans will remain in charge of the side, then at least he said something positive, that he's not going to get rid of him and get somebody new in. He's got 13 games to start the season now. He might not like some of the players in the team. He might pick and choose. You know, it might take him 5 or 6 games to get going, and then we've only got 7 games left and we could be even in worse trouble. So I think he's done the right decision by saying that. Whether it's the right decision for next season, you know, Evans getting his own players in, that remains to be seen. But I'll be quite happy myself for the season now to finish. I was quite happy for the game to finish at half time, actually, because that's what you said last night. That's it now, don't bother coming out in the second half. But yeah, something concrete's got to happen in the summer. And we're all hoping, I think I'm speaking on behalf of the majority of the Leeds fans, that Chiellino sells up and somebody decent who will come in, who loves the club, has got the money to take us somewhere and bring in the quality players that we need and the quality coach that we need and try and get us moving as a great club again.
Well, let's see. Hopefully, you know, something really good will happen in the summer, and it's just getting towards the end of the season. Saturday, big game again. Leeds taking on Bolton. They're at home, so they're going to need that support, aren't they? They're going to want that loud support from Elland Road,
yeah.
And that's what they're going to need.
Exactly, it's you know, it's the ticket pricing again. You think somebody at the club would say, right, this is a big game for us. We want as many people in as possible to get behind the team, and have some sort of match ticket structure to get some fans in. You know, under 10s or whatever, or under 16s. But no, everybody's paying top dollar as usual. So you know, we could get a low crowd again like last time, 17,000. And I never thought I'd say this, but I'm looking forward to Belouski coming back into the team on Saturday, because I think he's been one of our more stable performers in the last few weeks, and we haven't half missed him in the last 2 games, because, you know, he just looks assured now in defence, and hopefully he'll be back in the side Saturday, which will be, you know, a massive plus for the team. And hopefully Chris Wood, you know, I don't know what's been happening there. He seems to have the longest injury ever known in football, but if he's back on Saturday as well, that'll be another plus up front. So, you know, you've got to think positively. If we get the right team on Saturday, there's no reason why we shouldn't get the 3 points.